Welcome back to the Inside Public Accounting Podcast. I'm Chelsea Summers, Executive Director of Inside Public Accounting. And before we dive in today, I want to give you a quick heads up about what you're about to hear. This episode is actually a rerun of an appearance that I made on Rob Brown's Accounting Voices podcast, which dropped on June 3rd. If you're not familiar with Rob's show, it's a great one. He does a really great job of bringing in voices from across the accounting profession and having genuine, thoughtful conversations about where the industry is headed. Rob had me on as part of a series to talk about AI, specifically about what's happening inside accounting firms right now. Not the hype, not the fear, just the reality of how firms are starting to adopt and work with their AI tools and what that means for the profession going forward. It's a topic that's obviously top of mind for a lot of you. And I thought the conversation turned out really well. So when the opportunity came up to share it here with our audience, I really wanted to do that. So that's what we've got for you today. A few things will sound a little different since we recorded this for Rob's feed initially, but the conversation is the same and I think you'll get a lot out of it. If you're interested in hearing more conversations from great leaders across the accounting profession, if you're wrestling with the topic of AI, then check out Rob's Accounting Voices podcast for a ton more interviews. All right, let's get into it.
Welcome to Accounting Voices. I'm Rob Brown. This is AI Reality Inside Accounting Firms, a structured series where I'm asking senior accounting leaders and influencers the same five questions about how AI is changing the game and actually landing inside their firm. So no hype, no vendor narratives, just honest leadership perspectives on people carrying real accountability. This series is brought to you in partnership with three very incredible companies that are leaning into what accounting firms are doing right now on the edge of AI. FieldGuide, the leading agentic AI platform, is built specifically for audit and advisory firms. If you want to know what genuine AI integration looks like in practice, FieldGuide is the place to look. Digits are involved, the AI-powered financial intelligence platform, helping accounting firms and their clients make faster, smarter decisions with their numbers. And finally, Carbon, one of our partners, the global leader in AI-powered practice management software for accounting firms. Great research on how tech is reshaping accounting firm performance and is essential reading for anyone leading a firm in 2026. Chelsea Summers, it is great to have you with us. You're my co-host on the Inside Public Accounting podcast. Tell us briefly what you do and who you are, and then we'll get straight into the five questions.
Yeah, I'm Chelsea Summers, Executive Director of Inside Public Accounting, or IPA. IPA has practice management surveys for the accounting profession. We have over 600 firms that participate every year looking at all the data inside an accounting firm. We also look at an information technology survey where we ask these AI-related questions as well. So have a little bit of insider knowledge on what's going on in the accounting firms.
Fantastic. Well, so Chelsea, question one, from what you see, where is AI genuinely reshaping strategic direction for accounting firms?
So the place I really keep coming back to is pricing. Pricing models are starting to shift. And I think that is a disruption that firms are going to be pushed to confront very quickly. Hourly billing has been the default for decades, and it made sense when effort and time were the primary inputs. But when AI could take a task that used to take 10 hours and compress it to two or less, you have a real problem. Because if you're still billing by the hour, you're actually being penalized for being more efficient in your work. You do the work faster, but you make less money. And that's a model that's not going to work. So we're seeing firms be forced to ask questions that they've been avoiding for a while, like what is the work worth? And not how long does it take, but what value is it creating for the clients? And that's a different conversation than they're used to. And honestly, it's a harder one. It does require the firms to understand their clients' business models more deeply, to articulate the outcomes instead of the activities, and to price with confidence against a value proposition.
That's such a great answer. I wonder how many times pricing will come out as an area that this is impacting. Thank you. Question two, Chelsea, what are firms still getting wrong about AI?
I think the biggest mistake that I see consistently is underinvestment in the people. Firms are spending on software and they're not spending on the humans who are supposed to be using that software. And that gap is getting quite big. Only about 1 in 3 firms are actually investing in some formal AI training. And nearly every firm is using AI in some form, but the majority of them are essentially handing the staff a powerful tool and hoping they figure it out. That hope is not going to lead to success inside of the firm.
We know many of you listen to this podcast on the go, driving to work, working out, even doing chores. Now you can get CPE credit for that time. With Earmark, you can earn free NASBA-approved CPE for listening to the Inside Public Accounting podcast. After you listen to an episode, take a quiz, and your certificate will be ready. Earmark has courses for everyone in your firm, from staff to partners. Get started today at earmark.app or download the free app on the App Store.
And you've got the statistics to prove this because you do all the research, Chelsea, don't you?
Yeah. The firms that are investing in training are seeing higher time savings per employees and higher staff confidence in using AI. And that could be the equivalent of several weeks of additional capacity per year. I think the irony is that AI adoption is often framed as a workforce threat. Staff are worried about being replaced, but the firms that are investing in their people are actually seeing the opposite. When employees understand how to use the tools well, they feel more capable, not less. They're doing more interesting work and they're more engaged.
So question three leads us on nicely. Leadership decisions, Chelsea, which AI-related decisions when it comes to leadership are going to matter most in the next year or two?
I think the decision that's going to matter most is who is actually driving your AI strategy. Is it you or is it the vendors that you're using? A lot of firms right now are essentially outsourcing their AI roadmap to the software companies that they're buying from. I understand why, and it's easier. The vendors show up with their demos and they have sales teams and they make it feel manageable. But the risk is if your AI strategy is just a collection of whatever your vendors are selling this quarter, you don't have a strategy. That's just a tech stack. And the firms that will be in the strongest position 2 years from now are the ones that will have developed their own point of view on how AI fits into their specific service model, their specific client base, their specific culture. They're using vendors as inputs to that thinking, not as a substitute for it. And I think this is going to matter in competitive positioning. When everybody has access to the same tools from the same vendors, the differentiation is going to come from how you are deploying those tools, how you train your people to use those tools, and how you integrate them into a client experience that feels different, that you can't buy off the shelf.
That's such a wonderful answer. And I love that idea of who's driving the AI agenda in your firm. Is it the leaders? Is it the people, the staff working on the clients? Is it the clients themselves? Or is it the vendors that have their agenda? So fascinating the way you unpack that. Question four, Chelsea. Where is AI creating the greatest internal tension in accounting firms?
Yeah, I think the biggest tension I'm seeing is not between AI and people. It's between the urgency to change and the comfort of how things have always been done. And what makes it complicated is that the resistance isn't coming from a bad place. Burnout in accounting firms is at an all-time high. Staff feel overworked, they're overwhelmed, and they're running on fumes during busy season. And you might expect that makes staff eager for anything that could take work off their plate. But what we actually see is that some of the most burned out staff are the most resistant to AI adoption. It seems counterintuitive, but I don't think it is. Change requires energy. Learning a new tool, rethinking how to do your job, trusting an output that you didn't produce yourself. All of that takes mental bandwidth that people who are already exhausted just don't have. So the resistance isn't really about AI, it's about capacity, and people don't have the margin to adapt.
So at Inside Public Accounting, you're great at assessing what's happening in the moment, Chelsea, and what has been going on. But this last question is around what's coming up. And you're really good at that too, because you can read the trends. So by 2027, what do you feel will separate leading firms from the rest in the area of AI?
My tea leaves are telling me that it's going to come down to really the workforce, specifically the firm that built an AI fluent workforce rather than just licensed a software library. The distinction is a lot of firms right now are measuring their AI progress by the number of tools they've adopted or the size of their technology budget. And I think that's the wrong scorecard, because the tools are available. Your competitors have access to the same software you do, but that's not where the advantage is. The advantage is in your people and their ability to work with AI confidently and critically, to know when to trust outputs and when to push back, to translate those AI-generated analysis into advice that means something to their clients sitting across the table from them. That capacity, it really takes time to build. You can't acquire it overnight, and you can't hire your way to get it faster. So the firms that started investing in AI fluency 2 or 3 years ago are already pulling ahead, and that gap is going to compound. Every month of deliberate training, every single workflow that gets refined, it,
it all builds into a firm that is more sustainable in the future. So I think by 2027, the separation won't be visible in the technology itself. It'll be visible in the people inside of the firm. You'll walk into a leading firm and the conversations will feel different. The client relationships will be deeper and the work will be faster and more sophisticated, not because they purchased better tools, but because they invested in making their people better using them.
Such phenomenal answers. This is AI Reality Inside Accounting Firms. Five questions, one influential leader each time, 10 minutes, no script, no spin, just honest perspective from people that are navigating this from the inside or advising firms from the outside. You can find the full series. We're doing 21 interviews at least on YouTube, LinkedIn, all the major podcast channels, and on CPA Trendlines with Accounting Voices. A genuine thank you to our season partners, Carbon, Field Guide, and Digits, for supporting this series and the work they do inside firms every day. And finally, a big thank you to the wonderful Chelsea Summers for your time, your candor, and being part of this crucial conversation. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
We want to thank you for tuning into the show, whether you're watching or listening. If you're enjoying this podcast, then click below to subscribe and check out more from IPA.